Hi, precious heart. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. This is really a tremendous year of change, and the Company of Heaven has been giving us powerful tools for quite some time to strengthen us and prepare us for the shift of vibration and the energy changes that are going on during this time frame. We finally developed enough momentum on this planet to enable these tools to work incredibly fast. Consequently, the changes we are co-creating now can occur very rapidly for each of us individually and for all of us collectively. This is something that we have all been working toward for a very long time. Today we're going to talk about some of these tools that are being given to us now from the Company of Heaven and work together in a unified way to bring this light into the physical plane to benefit ourselves, our families, our loved ones, and all humanity. As you participate in this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening and tuning in to this online broadcast with you. Together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. I'll be sharing life-transforming information from on high during this radio program, but I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Please listen to this information as food for thought. Then take it into your heart and ask your I Am presence to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving the quality of your life. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on this planet. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. This enlightening information from the beings of light is given to us at this time so that we will have greater clarity and understanding as we progress through these wondrous but often extremely challenging times. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. We're going to begin today through a guided visualization. So please join with me in one pointed consciousness for our opening meditation. I'll state this meditation in the first person so that we'll all experience it personally. Join me now with the full power of your attention. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed, and my spine is as straight as possible. I am instantly relaxed and peaceful. I empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day, and for this moment, I go within and focus my attention on the divinity within my heart. I am in-breathing and exhaling slowly and rhythmically. The holy breath of God is cleansing and purifying my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. The breath of God is now lifting me up in energy, vibration, and consciousness. and I ascend into the realms of eternal light and illumined truth. I now pass through a multidimensional doorway into higher frequencies of divine consciousness than I have ever known. I am enveloped in cascading brilliant light, which is reflecting the pristine beauty and the exquisite colors of the 12 solar aspects of deity that are now blazing through my fifth-dimensional solar spine, and this sacred light is radiating out to bless all life through my 12 fifth-dimensional solar chakras. This resplendent light pulsates with the music of the spheres. I am experiencing great ecstasy in my heart, and I know perfect calm and harmony in my mind. Through this activity of light, I have ascended into fifth-dimensional solar consciousness, and here my I Am presence takes full dominion of my very being. Here I know I am present. Through the divine consciousness of my I Am presence, I realize that a great pillar of light is radiating through me. This pillar of light is my 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar spine, which is the finger of God Almighty pointing to planet Earth from out of the realms of eternal light, saying, "Here I am." Along this pillar of solar fire, I see and feel my 12 solar chakras of divine consciousness. I now accept my 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar spine and chakras as the luminous presence of my true being, the vehicle of my I Am presence. This is what I am, the 12 fifth-dimensional solar aspects of deity, now made manifest in the physical world of form. Through the assimilation of this divine light, I am both a planetary and a solar being. I am spirit and matter, unified on Earth in perfect harmony. I serve through a planetary body, but I dwell in the divine consciousness of the all-encompassing presence of God, all that is. I now focus the full power of my attention on the 12 solar aspects of deity, which are flowing through my fifth-dimensional solar spine and chakras. This unified force field of light pulsates as the circle of the sacred 12, and all 12 solar aspects of deity radiate through each of my 12 solar chakras all of the time. I now invoke the first solar aspect of deity, which is sapphire blue. This sapphire blue ray radiates through all 12 of my solar chakras along my fifth-dimensional solar spine. I see and feel this gift from my Father, Mother God, and the divine qualities of God's will, illumined faith, power, protection, and God's first cause of perfection radiate through me to bless all life. Now the second solar aspect of deity radiates through all 12 of my chakras. This radiance from the heart of God is sunshine yellow, and the divine qualities that flow through me to bless all life on this ray of light are enlightenment, wisdom, illumination, understanding, perception, and constancy. Now the third solar aspect of deity radiates through all 12 of my solar chakras. This radiance from the heart of God is crystal and pink, and the divine qualities that are blessing life through me now are transfiguring divine love, adoration, reverence for all life, and tolerance. Now the fourth solar aspect of deity radiates through all 12 of my solar chakras. The essence of this aspect is pure white light, and the divine qualities are ascension, the immaculate concept, purity, restoration, and resurrection. Now, the fifth solar aspect of deity radiates through all 12 of my solar chakras. This light is emerald green, and through me, the divine qualities of this ray of light bless all life on this planet. Those divine qualities are illumined truth, healing, consecration, concentration, and inner vision. Now the sixth solar aspect of deity, ruby gold light, pulsates through all 12 of my chakras, blessing the earth with the divine qualities of divine grace, healing, devotional worship, and peace. Now the seventh solar aspect of deity, the violet flame, pulsates through all 12 of my solar chakras, blessing the earth with the divine qualities of freedom, liberty, justice, victory, mercy, compassion, forgiveness, and transmutation. Now the eighth solar aspect of deity, the aquamarine ray, radiates through all 12 of my chakras, blessing the earth with the divine qualities of clarity, divine perception, and discernment. Now the ninth solar aspect of deity, the magenta ray, pulsates through all 12 of my solar chakras, blessing the earth and all her life with the divine qualities of harmony, balance, assurance, and confidence. Now the tenth solar aspect of deity, the golden ray of light, radiates through all 12 of my solar chakras, blessing the earth with the divine qualities of eternal peace, prosperity, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Now the 11th solar aspect of deity, the peach ray, pulsates through all 12 of my solar chakras, blessing the earth with the divine qualities of divine purpose, enthusiasm, and joy. And now the 12th solar aspect of deity, the opal ray, blazes through all 12 of my solar chakras, blessing the earth and all her life with the divine qualities of transformation and transfiguration. As the 12 solar aspects of deity blaze through all 12 of my solar chakras, blessing the earth and all her life with the full gathered momentum of all of their divine qualities, I invoke into this full field of light the solar logos from suns beyond suns. I invoke the power and light of the representatives of my Father, Mother, God from our physical sun, and the power and light of the representatives of my Father, Mother, God from our central sun. The power and light of our representatives of our Father, Mother, God from our great central sun. And the power and light of the representatives of our Father, Mother, God from the great, great central sun. All of these aspects of divinity and all of these solar logos are pulsating in the pure divine momentum and heart flame of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. Within the body of God, I also invoke the entire company of heaven, crowns, thrones, principalities, galactic beings, archangels, seraphim, angels, cherubim, ascended master, the mighty I Am presence of all humanity, the directors of the elements, and all of the beings of light associated with the angelic, elemental, and human kingdoms. I realize that I am one with all of these magnificent forces of light. Through my sincere heart call, they have joyously come to help me now imprint the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God for the new earth onto the newly created fluid field of unmanifest divine potential that is now encompassing the earth through the frequencies of this very powerful year of change. Now is one holy breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, all life evolving on this earth and the company of heaven proceed in unison. Through the divine sacred fire blazing in our hearts, the legions of light unite with humanity, elementals, and angels serving the earth at this time. Blessed ones, expand the 12 solar aspects of deity, the most powerful fifth dimensional circle of the sacred 12 that humanity can withstand at this time through every person's heart flame. Project this divine light into the mental body, the etheric mind, and the physical brain structure of every man, woman, and child evolving on earth. Through this incredibly powerful force field of light, balance the right and left brain hemispheres of each person and activate our spiritual brain centers, our pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic centers at the base of our brain. Rewire our physical brain structures to withstand the light of divine consciousness and heal the fragmented circuitry that has prevented humanity from becoming one with our I Am presence. Assist us to perpetually hold open our solar crown chakras of enlightenment and allow each of us to unite with our I Am presence daily and hourly on a conscious level. Beloved ones, I ask that you keep this divine light blazing through each cell, each molecule, atom, and electron of humanity's brain structures until our minds and our brains are restored to their original purity and divine intent. Help every soul to be, once again, fully alert to the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God, so that we may all achieve great skill in transmitting these patterns into physical expression. Legions of light, expand the harmony of humanity's true being. Fill our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies with tones of cosmic harmony through the scintillating light of the 12 solar aspects of deity. And draw our four earthly bodies into the eternal embrace of our mighty I Am presence. Allow the light of God to constantly maintain a state of peace and calm in our outer mind. Instantly dissolve all thoughts and feelings that conflict with humanity's divine plan and potential. Like the sea reflecting the sun, help us to keep our conscious minds open to the divine plan. And then, seeing and knowing that plan, assist each of us to go forth and manifest it. Beloved ones, blaze the earth and her atmosphere in oceans of your cosmic melody, color, and harmony, so that all life will feel at one with your exquisite prismatic cascading sea of music and light. In deep humility and gratitude, I thank you for assisting humanity and all life evolving on Earth. And I ask that this incredibly powerful activity of light that has been secured through the heart flame of every man, woman, and child this sacred and holy day will be maintained, eternally self-sustained, increased daily and hourly, the maximum that cosmic law will allow with every breath I take. I accept this God victoriously accomplished with full power, and so it is. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as I continue breathing in deeply and exhaling in rhythm on the holy breath. Beloved ones, today we're going to talk about some of the wonderful tools that have been given to humanity to assist us during these times of monumental change. In August of 2003, the light of God poured through the I Am presence of every evolving soul on Earth and activated our fifth dimensional solar spines and our fifth dimensional solar chakras and all of our corresponding fifth dimensional solar meridians. This occurred for every person, whether they were aware of it or not, and the I Am presence of every soul is directing energies through this higher frequency of vibration in perfect alignment with each person's highest good and their divine plan. This act of divine intervention and grace has lifted every person into a higher frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness. This has greatly prepared each of us to withstand the unparalleled light that is now flooding the earth. Daily and hourly, the vibration of the planet is increasing, the maximum that cosmic law will allow, and our I Am presence is absorbing this light for each of us individually and collectively for all of us in alignment with our highest good and our fulfillment of our divine plan. This is the natural ascension process as the earth moves up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimension. In the fifth dimensional solar spine, every chakra reflects all of the aspects of deity all of the time. If we want to amplify one of the aspects of deity for a particular reason or in a particular situation, all we have to do is simply ask our I Am presence to increase that specific divine quality, and it will instantly expand through all 12 chakras simultaneously. For instance, if we want to increase the frequencies of divine love, we ask our I Am presence to expand the third solar aspect of deity, the crystalline pink ray of divine love. And the truth is, we don't have to remember which ray that is. We don't have to remember the color. All we need to know is the divine quality. So we can simply say, expand the frequencies of divine love through my solar chakras. And instantly your I Am presence will project the third solar aspect of deity at an accelerated pace through your 12 solar chakras. And each of your 12 solar chakras will become a blazing pink sun of light as that gift from God flows through you into the situation at hand and into the situation that you have invoked it into. Our I Am presence always monitors the situation. And when the appropriate amount of light has been projected through our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, then the circle of the sacred 12 returns to perfect balance in each of our solar chakras, and all 12 aspects of deity are brought into balance. We are experiencing major changes through our newly activated fifth dimensional solar spine. This increase in vibration is actually altering and rebuilding our nervous systems. These highways of light are being widened to accommodate the increase of divine consciousness that is now pouring into the planet. Our nervous systems are being strengthened to withstand higher levels of divine wisdom and sacred knowledge. Humanity's brain centers are also being altered. They are awakening through this new infusion of light. As divine consciousness filters into our outer mind, our I Am presence releases new visions of possibility, in which peace and freedom are tangible realities, and reverence for all life becomes the order of the new day. Our fifth dimensional solar chakras enable the physiological aspects of both the third and fourth dimensions to be lifted into and merged with the multi-dimensional aspects of the infinite physical perfection that exists in the fifth dimension. This process that is occurring within each of us is our third dimensional planetary spine with our seven major chakra centers, merges and becomes one with our fourth dimensional solar spine, the solar spine of our solar Christ presence and our 12 chakra centers, and the fifth dimensional solar spine of our I Am presence with our 12 fifth dimensional solar chakras. This process is occurring within each of us, and it is reordering our DNA into new expressions of eternal youth, vibrant health, and radiant beauty. These expressions are the natural reflection of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional solar-like bodies. These vehicles that we are ascending into are going to be the vehicles we use when our ascension process is complete and we have secured our existence in the fifth dimension. This event is creating a deep stirring and a change within each of us. Now is the time for us to utilize our new sacred gifts of transformation for the benefit of not only ourselves, but for all humanity and all life evolving on this blessed planet. The beings of light in the realms of the Lumen Truth are invoking our assistance in vitally important facets of the unfolding divine plans. Please go within and kneel before the altar of divine love blazing in your heart. Ask your higher self for guidance and illumination. Ask your I Am presence who you are and why you are on earth at this time. Listen for the still small voice of your inner guidance. Then respond to the clarion call according to the directives of your I Am presence. The key factor in humanity's ultimate awakening involves the remembrance of our oneness with all life. This includes the profound truth that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. With every thought, word, action, or feeling, we are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows, depending on our frame of mind. The influx of light through our fifth dimensional solar spine and 12 solar chakras will eventually result in restoring reverence for all life in the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child. This is a natural part of our awakening and our ascension process. Our heart commitment and our dedication to the light are vitally important factors in helping to establish the archetypes for healing humanity's separation from God and the remembrance of the oneness of all life. With the assistance of embodied light workers, the infusion of the 12 solar aspects of deity through our solar spine will catapult humanity and planet Earth forward in the light, thus resulting in our quantum shift into divine consciousness. The more light workers there are who are willing to assist humanity in integrating these new frequencies of divine consciousness, the more effective we will be in transmuting the obsolete patterns of pain and suffering that humanity is inflicting upon ourselves through the misuse of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. We will then be able to manifest the new archetypes for the new earth in the physical plane at a greatly accelerated pace. The following force field of light that we're going to do together, if we will empower this day by day through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, it will be an exponential manifestation, and the light of divine consciousness will penetrate quickly into every person's conscious and subconscious mind. So what we're going to do today is establish this archetype in the physical plane through a guided visualization. And then by asking our I Am presence every day to amplify and intensify this vision in alignment with the perfect, the highest good for the I Am presence of every evolving soul, it will build in momentum day by day and moment to moment. Please join with me now in this activity of light. Once again, I will be stating this in the first person so that we can each experience it individually. But know that we are also, as surrogates on behalf of humanity, establishing this visualization on behalf of every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet, whether they are in or out of embodiment. Feel this activity of light being securely anchored through your heart flame. And then daily, after this activity has been secured, simply ask your I Am presence to expand it in alignment with the highest good for this sweet earth and all her life. Again, breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. Continue breathing in and exhaling deeply throughout this visualization as this activity of light is brought into physical manifestation and secured in every heart flame on the holy breath. I am now entering into the secret place of the Most High Living God within my heart. There I kneel before the altar of love and offer my all in service as I surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my I Am presence. I now stand before the light of God, and all of my earthly vehicles are brought into perfect alignment. My 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar spine is aligned, and my 12 solar chakras are open to full breath. As the 12 solar aspects of deity blaze through each chakra, I become a radiant sun of God's infinite light. I am one with all humanity. I am one with the legions of light throughout infinity. I am one with all creation. I am one with my omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, all that is. From this perspective, I am able to see the 12 solar strands of DNA that are now being recalibrated within the cells of every human being. In my mind's eye, I see this DNA as a shimmering waveform configuration that is being modified by light, radiation, magnetic fields, and sonic impulses as it accelerates into the fifth-dimensional frequencies of divine consciousness. I witness the genetic codes of fifth-dimensional infinite physical perfection being activated within all of humanity's DNA. These perfected codes are being imprinted on the immortal, victorious threefold flame of divinity that is pulsating in every heart and secured in the nucleus of the atomic and subatomic particles and waves of life within humanity's earthly bodies. This energy adjustment ignites every cell and lifts humanity into higher frequencies of light than we have ever experienced. Within this light, each person's I Am presence is able to open the conscious mind to the new influx of divine consciousness. This greatly increases humanity's ability to perceive and understand what is happening on Earth at this time. People everywhere begin to truly know that the powerful influx of God's holy light is creating vast changes. They realize that the hands of time are shifting, and humanity is experiencing a rebirth and a new beginning. Every person begins to comprehend the magnitude of their purpose and reason for being on Earth during this cosmic moment. All of the physical and emotional densities that blocked this realization in the past are being swept away. The powerful, multidimensional, multifaceted rays of the 12 solar aspects of deity that is now pulsating through each person's brain begins to pass back and forth between each one's right and left brain hemisphere. This ray of light, comprising the circle of the sacred 12, gently forms an infinity symbol, a reclining figure 8. As this light flows through all of the pathways and meridians of the brain, it reconnects the circuits and heals all of the fragmented connections. The light continues passing back and forth between humanity's right and left brain hemispheres. This activity of light balances the hemispheres of the brain and brings into equilibrium the masculine and feminine aspects of deity within every person. This balance of our Father, Mother, God within us paves the way for the integration of humanity's I Am presence and the assimilation of our fifth dimensional solar-like bodies at a cellular level. As I hold the focus of my attention on this process, I clearly witness humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies being assimilated into the infinite physical perfection of these solar light bodies. The free-flowing solar light expands into every cell, integrating humanity's I Am presence and allowing this aspect of our divinity to step forth to take full dominion of our earthly experiences. The I Am presence of humanity takes command, and in unison, as one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, the collective I Am presence of all humanity affirms, I am now the perfection of my I Am presence, grown to full stature, and I reclaim and accept my personal divinity as a beloved child of God. I instantly and permanently release and let go of all beliefs and behavior patterns that conflict with the truth of who I am. From this moment forth, I consecrate my life to reflect reverence for all life in everything I think, feel, say, and do. From this moment forth, I consecrate my life to be the open door through which the light of God will continually flow to bless and heal all life on earth. Beloved legions of light throughout the whole of creation, I accept that this activity of light has been God victoriously accomplished and permanently secured within the heart and mind of every evolving soul. And so it is, beloved, I am. I now return my attention to the room, and I assimilate this glorious light into every fiber of my being as I continue breathing in and exhaling out deeply and rhythmically. Precious ones, we are standing on the threshold of the greatest shift of consciousness ever to occur in the history of time. This shift will lift all humanity into a new level of awareness that will eventually result in transforming this sweet earth into the immaculate concept of the new earth, which is a planet of love, peace, abundance, and joy. The level of higher consciousness that we are tapping into is beginning to reunite us with our own divinity, healing our self-inflicted separation from our I Am presence. As this unprecedented shift of consciousness is fully integrated into the conscious minds and the emotional feeling worlds of humanity, every soul is beginning to realize that we can no longer rely on our mental perceptions or our logical thinking alone. Humanity is beginning to clearly understand that we must now reach into the wisdom of our hearts and tap into the divine potential that holds the vision of who we are and why we are on earth during this cosmic moment of transfiguration. This shift of consciousness is a unique experiment that has never been attempted in any system of worlds. Because of that fact, we are receiving more assistance from the whole of creation than ever before. This is more than has ever been bestowed on any evolving planet. At this time, there are literally legions of light from suns beyond suns and galaxies beyond galaxies, focusing their light and love on this small planet. Every light being in the universe is pulling for us and assisting us the maximum that cosmic law will allow. The victorious accomplishment of this experiment will actually create a new level of godhood that will increase the light in every facet of life in the body of our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God. Never has a planet that's fallen this far into the depths of fear and separation been given an opportunity to ascend in consciousness at such an accelerated pace. We are always the sum total of all of our experiences. So as we complete our shift of consciousness on Earth, we are bringing our unique collective experience with us into the next evolutionary school of learning. This means that our collective experiences will be recorded in the halls of knowledge and made available to every evolving soul throughout the whole of creation. Then the sons and daughters of God evolving throughout the universe will be able to learn and benefit from our experiences without ever having to delve into the depths of pain and suffering that the souls evolving on Earth have endured for literally eons of time. For this reason, the entire universe is rejoicing, and the beings of light are endeavoring to assist us in any way that they can. The most amazing assistance ever given to humanity is the flame of transfiguring divine love. This miraculous gift from God is the most powerful frequency of divine love in the universe. It is an unfathomable love that has been relatively dormant since the beginning of time. For billions of years, This unparalleled frequency of divine love has been held within the heart of our Father, Mother, God, awaiting the moment when it would be activated by the collective invocation and heart call of the sons and daughters of God throughout infinity. During the dawn of the new millennium, the solar logos from the central sun, known to us as Alpha and Omega, evaluated Earth progress and determined that the greatest need of the hour for this planet at this time was to bring forth superhuman divine intervention, and that without this intervention, there might be millions of souls who would not be ready in time to make the imminent shift of consciousness that we are now in the midst of. With that heart knowing, Alpha and Omega sent forth a clarion call to the universe, asking for assistance to activate the flame of transfiguring divine love. The response came on celestial wings of love and compassion from the far reaches of the cosmos. Literally billions and billions of light beings volunteered to assist Alpha and Omega in this divine mission. When all was in readiness, the illumined souls joined together in perfect unison. And as one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, the collective body of the sons and daughters of God throughout infinity invoked the flame of transfiguring divine love and called it into action. For several months, this sacred fire built in momentum and might until it was powerful enough to be sustained in the heart of every evolving soul on the planet. Then, on August 17th in 2001, in a miraculous act of divine grace, our Father, Mother, God securely anchored the flame of transfiguring divine love in the heart flame of every soul evolving on this planet. This beautiful sacred fire is a deep rose color with an aquamarine aura of clarity. Within the center of the flame of transfiguring divine love is a resplendent opalescent sun of transfiguration. This magnificent gift from God contains within its frequencies transfiguring patterns of divine love beyond anything we've ever known or even dared to dream about. When anchored within one's heart flame, this love sends forth a beacon of light that magnetizes into itself the full spectrum of divine light pulsating in the causal body of God. As the transfiguring divine love of our Father and Mother God permeates every cell, organ, gland, muscle, electron, atom, and subatomic particle and wave of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, an environment is created in which our I Am presence is quickened and exalted to take full dominion of our earthly bodies. As this occurs, our earthly bodies are transfigured into the infinite physical perfection of our solar light bodies. This is an individual process that takes place within each person according to each one's ability to assimilate and integrate the unprecedented frequencies of this divine light. Encoded within the frequencies of transfiguring divine love, there is also a divine intelligence that is capable of discerning and revealing to each of us the experiences, beliefs, attitudes, fears, thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that we are utilizing to support belief systems that conflict with the truth of our oneness with all life. This divine intelligence exposes the illusion of our separation from God and any of our beliefs or actions that reflect a lack of reverence for life. As the clarity of the flame of transfiguring divine love enters our conscious minds, we begin to truly know that every human being is divine. Regardless of how far his or her behavior patterns and life experiences may be from reflecting that truth. This is a vitally important realization in humanity's healing process. Our thoughts and feelings are creative, and whatever we focus our attention on, we empower and bring into form. If we are constantly thinking and talking about the negative behavior patterns people are participating in, or the things that we don't like about the people themselves, we simply add our energy and power to the very things that we dislike. This is true whether we're talking about our loved ones, our friends, our co-workers, our associates and acquaintances, or our governmental officials and our world leaders. Actually, the more powerful and influential a person is, the more crucial it is for us to empower their divine potential instead of the mistakes that they may be making. We can empower and energize every soul's divine potential by focusing our attention on the divinity that is pulsating in their heart, and by asking our I Am presence and their I Am presence to work in unison, by asking their I Am presence to take control of their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. This aspect of their divinity then has permission to intervene in their lives. We can empower and energize people's divine potential by focusing our attention on the divinity pulsating in their heart and asking their I Am presence to take control of their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Every person's I Am presence will only guide them in alignment with the highest good for all concerned and in alignment with the fulfillment of their divine plan. We can empower people's divine potential even further by asking their I Am presence to expand the divine intelligence that is now anchored through the flame of transfiguring divine love, which is now pulsating in their heart flames. This expansion will accelerate the process of exposing people's erroneous belief systems, and it will enhance their ability to remember that they are one with all life. This may seem like a very simple anecdote for the atrocities that people are inflicting on each other throughout the world. But the beings of light have assured us that invoking the flame of transfiguring divine love through the mighty I Am presence of every soul on the planet and asking that this light bring to the surface and expose the illusions of their separation from each other is the most powerful thing we can do to hasten humanity's awakening and their transfiguration. Many people are buried in the effluvia of their negativity, but through our invocations, their God Self has permission to intervene. Let's focus on this activity of light and this opportunity to serve humanity. Remember that the most powerful awakening force in the universe is the power of God's love flowing through your sacred heart flame into the heart flame of another human being. Once again, the most powerful awakening force in the universe is the power of God's love flowing through your sacred heart flame into the heart flame of another human being. This is our moment. Our opportunity is at hand, and each and every one of us is here now, remembering that our purpose and reason for being is to add to the light of the world. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me today. We at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have dedicated our lives to making the information from the beings of light in the realms of Lumen Truth available to everyone who is interested. We offer free seminars throughout the United States of America and freely share the information on a global scale through our website, this weekly online radio program, and our free monthly email newsletter, which you can sign up for by going to our website. The website address is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. We have also documented this information from on high in our books and CDs, tapes, and DVDs that are available on our website. We also have a monthly publication called Take Charge of Your Life that you can subscribe to. This is an important time for us to add to the light of the world. And through our unified efforts, our light and our activities are amplified 1,000 times, 1,000-fold. Precious one, be sure to tune in with us again next week as we join together to expand the glorious chalice of life that we are co-creating. Create a wonderful week for yourself. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.